Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and happy Friday. You know, on this broadcast, we call this Feel the Fire Fridays. This is where we wrap up the week, party, and get down. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our topic for this morning is how many times you gonna kiss me? How many times you gonna kiss me? And our scripture for today comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. First off, I want to remind everyone that during this month of July, we have a soul goal, S-O-U-L-G-O-A-L, bringing in at least 100 new souls to the kingdom. And I thank you for sharing this broadcast because that makes you a soul winner as well as me. Each Monday, I'm going to give you an update on how many new listeners we've brought into the kingdom of the Lord. But I can tell you that you have been working it. We are almost halfway there already. And I just announced our goal, soul goal, this past Monday. It hasn't even been a week. So on Monday, today is Friday, I will give you our progress report as to how well we are doing. So over the weekend, please share the broadcast with at least three people. That's only one person a day, but that helps you to win souls, helps you to encourage souls as well as me. Additionally, remember that my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, was released on this past Monday. You can order it on the website at feeldfire.com. Remember that the early release price, which includes shipping and handling, ends on Monday, July 10th. So you do want to go in and make your orders this weekend. The book is available in print or as a downloadable ebook or as audio, meaning on CD. And I can tell you, I thank you. You've already been ordering it. I have been teaching you over the past 2 days from different chapters of the book. On Wednesday, we did chapter 1, Emerge from the Abyss. On yesterday, we did chapter 2, and you have just really been coming in, you know, the power of a faithful mind, and you've been ordering. I appreciate it. So you're going to love this book. Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. God is not the holdup. You are. So make sure you go in and get your orders in. We're going to make this a bestseller. We're going to save souls with this book. We are going to expand God's kingdom. Finally, remember that you can tune in live with me Monday through Friday by calling 323-870-4180, or you can tune in online from the website at feeldfire.com. If for any reason you miss this hot breakfast live, I always leave your breakfast on the stove. That means on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. And I forgot to say, on Sunday, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ is hosting Family and Friends Day. There's going to be a special guest speaker at the morning service at 11, and then a different guest speaker at the afternoon service at 3 p.m. The address and everything you need to know, as well as further information on everything I just announced, is available on the website on the events page. So go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Share the broadcast, re-listen to it, listen to any broadcast you've missed on this week, and let's just expand the kingdom of the Lord. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. And I'm reading from the KJV. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord, hear this, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men builded. Now listen to what God said. This is our last verse. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing, did you hear that? And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Praise the Lord for his word. What is our topic for this morning? How many times you gonna kiss me? Perpetually living a blessed life. It's not just about what God desires to do for you, but about your ability to master the faith proficiency of standing firm and your capability to bring impossibility into possibility, despite its inherent nature to the contrary. Let's read that again quickly. Perpetually living, hear that, a blessed life. In other words, continuously living a blessed life is not just about what God desires to do for you, but about your ability, your determination, your capacity, your willingness, and your intent to master the faith proficiency. In other words, the standard, the minimal reasonable standard of faith, of standing firm in your capability to bring impossibility, in other words, those things that should not be able to happen, into possibility, despite its inherent nature to the contrary. In Genesis 11, when the people decided to build the Tower of Babel, that's what we just read about, to reach heaven, they'd never even seen such a tower, much less visited heaven and returned. Come on now, we're in the book of Genesis. But because they truly stood firm in their envisioned ability to bring that impossibility into the earth realm of possibility, to the point of acting on their faith by beginning to build, even God had to come down to see their work. And he stated that this thing is what they've begun to do. And now, because they are with one accord, speaking the same language, nothing shall be impossible for them. You see, they had mastered the faith proficiency to smash the glass ceiling of blessings. We're not talking about superficial naming and claiming. We're talking about substantive, strategic application of godly principles, because they understood that God wanted to bless them, that God wanted to love on them, that God wanted to have relationship and covenant status with them. So understanding that, they also understood that the capability to access God, to reach heaven, to live in a state of blessing was already within them. And so they knew that God already wanted to love on them. He already wanted to kiss them. He already wanted to shower them with his blessings. I wonder if you know that today. Let's put that formula to work in your life. When you love somebody, you just want to kiss them all the time. It doesn't matter if it's your spouse, your kids, your parents, your fiance, your grandparents. You know, you just see them or think about them and you just pucker up. Yeah, because they brighten you, don't they? They lighten you. They enlighten you. They sharpen you. They buoy you. They bolster you. They make you smile and laugh and sing. They make you want to create great memories together. This is just how God feels about you and me. Our love, faithfulness, praise, and worship brightens his day so much so that he just wants to kiss us with the magnitude of his greatness, open the windows of heaven, rain down blessings in our lives to where we feel smothered from all of that goodness. It's just like when you're kissing a little kid and they say, enough already. Okay, how many times you gonna kiss me? That is how the Lord feels about us. In the book of Psalm, chapter 23, David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm just feeling kissed right now. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, Lord. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why? Because you're just loving on me. You want to kiss on me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thy anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, God, your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why? Because he just wants to kiss on us today. In the book of Psalm 27, 1 through 5, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Are you feeling this thing right now? We don't have but 15 minutes. I got to wind it up. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not hear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. In the book of Deuteronomy 28 and 6, blessed shalt I be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt I be when thou goest out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is how we get to that point of smashing the glass ceiling of blessings, right? How many times you gonna kiss me, God? You just gonna love on me like that? Shower me like that? Bless me like that? Send your ladder rain like that? Open the windows of heaven unto me like that? In the book of 2 Corinthians, I'm just feeling this, God. I'm telling y'all, I'm so excited right now. 1 and 20, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, and to the glory of God by us. And I'm going to wrap it up with this one, and we're going to go into prayer. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. I just read to you from an excerpt of the book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. God is not the holdup. You are. Let's go into prayer. You ought to be just feeling exuberant right now. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Father, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that you desire to love on us and kiss us, to smother us and just hold us even right now. Every person listening to this broadcast, you are just wrapping him, wrapping her, wrapping me in your arms right now. You're just holding us and kissing us, loving us and smiling hang all on us. You got your angels encamped all about us. You're just blessing us coming in, blessing us coming out, opening the windows of heaven unto us today. You are blessing our children, blessing our parents, blessing our siblings, blessing our spouses, blessing our boyfriend, blessing our girlfriend, blessing our friends, blessing our colleagues, blessing our bosses, blessing our nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, grandchildren and cousins. Woo-wee! God, you're just smothering us right now. You're just kissing us right now. It's so much so that we're saying, my God, how many times you gonna kiss us, Lord? We can't even conceptualize all of the good things that you have prepared for us. But it's not that you're the holdup. You are not the delay. You're waiting on us to get into proper alignment, to get our faith right, our minds right, our joy right, our praise right, our worship right, our giving right, our prayer lives right, our fasting right, our special quality time with you right. You're not the holdup to us smashing that glass ceiling that's been holding back our blessings, that's been restraining us, encapsulating us. You are not the holdup. We are. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening today that we will get in alignment because you got so many great things in store for us. Your promises are yes and amen. And today we are going to step into our rightful place to receive everything that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, let everyone listening say amen. Come on and just say that right now. That's God kissing you, and now you're kissing him back because you're smashing the glass ceiling of blessings. Hallelujah. Our time is run. Continue to praise him, and let me give you our task for today. Continue to praise him. Don't stop praising him. God hasn't let you go. He's still holding you and rocking you and kissing you and loving you. He has not let you go. Continue to praise him. Now listen, this broadcast, how many times you going to kiss me? It's going to be posted on feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. You got to share this with at least 3 people over the weekend. That's at least 1 person a day. We're going to reach this soul goal of over 100 new souls probably before the end of this month, the way you guys are doing. And I love you for it. You got to go to the website. You got to buy the book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. God is not the holdup. You are. I've given you 3 days of just some information from that book, and now I've gotten you started, but you got to buy the book because now it's going to show you how to get into alignment. Well, all right. Our topic for this morning is how many times you're going to kiss me. Your task for today is just to bask in the love of God so much. Don't you get out of his arms. Don't you take yourself. Don't you unwrap his arms from around you. I want you to smash that glass ceiling today, all right? Smash it. I'll see you Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. You can also follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. I'll see you. I'll see you Monday morning. I want to end a new way. You know how I do that every Friday. I got something special for you because this is your time. This is your season. I love you. Smash the glass ceiling.
I was up late one night, and I heard God say, cease.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. And I feel blessings in the air, those seeds that you sow, you're gonna come into your own. Seeds, walk into your seeds. Oh, I feel them.
Seasons everywhere.
Yes, I do.
I feel
that I feel them, young.
Blessings.
those seeds that you've sown. It's time to come into your own. See,
walk into your seed.
I believe we're in a time when God's gonna bless the saints, those who have stayed, those who have prayed. He's gonna fulfill the promise he made. For I heard the Spirit say, it's your time, the wait is over. Walk into your seed. Thank you, Jesus.
Seasons everywhere.
Said I feel them.